జ్ఞానతిమిరాంధస్య జ్ఞానంజనశలాకయా చక్షుర్మిళితం జేన తస్మై శ్రీగురువే నమః. శ్రీచైతన్యమనోభీష్టం స్థాపితం జేన భూతలే స్వయం రూపకదా మహ్యం దదాతి స్వపదాంతికం. వందేహం శ్రీగురో శ్రీయుతాపదకమలం శ్రీగురున్ వైష్ణవాంశ శ్రీరూపం సాగ్రజాతం సహగణారఘునాథాన్వితం తం సజీవం సాద్వైతం సావధూతం పరిజనసహితం కృష్ణచైతన్యదేవం శ్రీరాధాకృష్ణపాదాన్ సహగణాలలితా శ్రీవిశాఖాన్వితాంశ్చ. హే కృష్ణ కరుణా సింధో దీనబంధో జగత్పతి గోపేశ గోపికాకాంత రాధాకాంత నమస్తుతే. తప్త కాంచన గౌరాంగీ రాధే వృందావనేశ్వరి ఋషభానుసుతే దేవి ప్రణమామి శ్రీహరిప్రియ. జయ శ్రీకృష్ణ చైతన్య ప్రభు నిత్యానంద శ్రీ అద్వైత గదాధర్ శ్రీవాసాది గౌరభక్తవృంద. హరే కృష్ణ 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 హరే హరే, హరే రామ 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 హరే. You must have noticed that this sequence of prayers is putting our concentrated effort by controlling mind and all the senses and requesting the spiritual master and onwards to the holy name. Just like we ended up in chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare. It's an entire sequence which is a gradual raising up our consciousness from the present spiritual master to the ultimate aspect of representation of the Lord through His holy name. So these teachings are coming in disciplic succession. So, generally what happens, we do not really target our aim to make it a concentrated effort. This is a very bona fide process to not only control the mind, but to achieve the desired goal of life through understanding sequential, comes in stepwise, always progressing method, and it ends up in the holy name. Holy name is representing the absolute truth. So our efforts are concentrated. It is said in the yoga processes where there are eightfold steps. యమ నియమ ఆసన ప్రాణాయామ ప్రత్యాహార ధారణ ధ్యానం సమాధి. ద ఫస్ట్ త్రీ ఎంటైల్స్ టు ఎ డిటర్మిన్డ్ ఎఫర్ట్ దే ప్రెజెంట్ ద థియరీ. ద సెకండ్ ఆర్ ఆన్ ఫిజికల్ ప్రాక్టికల్ అప్లికేషన్ అండ్ ది The last three are Dhyana, Dharana and Samadhi. Dhyana comes after Dharana. Dharana means conception, and the meditation on the conception comes later, and the harmonization with our effort, which are very conducive to make the perfection of our process. That is samadhi. Samadhi is a state of tranquil experience which is very harmonious to our inner being. And in the sixth chapter of Bhagavad Gita, Krishna describes this particular process. Says, whenever the mind flickers, means it doesn't have a right conception. Conceptual situation is occurring in the mind. mind conceives. Good, bad, whoever, what. Or it depends upon our physical experiences through the senses. Mind is a storehouse of all the experiences. So it works like a memory bank. But here it is saying, gradually, step by step, one should become situated in trance by means of intelligence sustained by full conviction. And thus the mind should be fixed on the self alone and should think nothing else. We are real people. Reality is our foundational aspect. Yesterday, we talked in the university about virtual reality is in Krishna consciousness. Virtual reality actually an artificial created reality is called virtual reality. It comes closer, but it will not make you reach to the final goal, as if you are getting. The example is given. A donkey is going, an ass is going. But in India, they want to get work from this foolish creature by hanging a carrot in front of him. So he thinks it's virtually, it is right there, so let me go and go and go. Meanwhile, the carrot will also go. The foolish donkey does not know that because the carrot is tied up with his own back, it goes further and further. So the virtual reality is like that. That it comes so closer, but somehow or another it is dragging away and away. So we do not come to the factual reality. So it depends upon the mind, But mind has to be guided by intelligence. And intelligence comes in discipline. And discipline comes from the sequential events. One after another, it should take place. Otherwise, all of us, our efforts on our own volition is an ignorant effort. Nobody knows, but let's try out like that. But it doesn't give a tangible result. So here, it says, gradually, step by step, one should become situated in trance, means of intelligence. That is, by the means of intelligence, the mind should be controlled. Mind should be dovetailed to follow a particular sequential path. Sustained by full conviction means you should have full confirmed faith. Confirmed faith means verifiable faith. Unless the faith is verifiable, then you cannot make it confirmed. So, and thus the mind should be fixed on the self alone and should think of nothing else. This is our target. Now, we find in an uncontrolled state, the mind escapes. You try to control and it slips away. It becomes so flickering situation. So, Krishna advises, from wherever the mind wanders due to its flickering and unsteady nature, one must certainly withdraw it and bring it back under the control of the self. So our effort should be intelligent. If it goes away, recognize it. But bring it back. Don't let it go away. We have to bring it because it's ours. It can't make us go like donkey. It has to. So we have to see that the carrot is, either the carrot is taken away from the donkey, then he will stop going, right? Or he should be intelligent enough to get the carrot and eat it up, so the washerman, his owner, will not put it back. So he must be intelligent. In our pursuit of so-called happiness, we go after the fantasy of happiness, not knowing that this is not factual. It's virtual, but not factual. So, let me read something in the explanation of these two verses. Srila Prabhupada, by proper conviction and intelligence, one should gradually cease sense activities. That is called pratyahara, one of the processes yama, niyama, asana, pranayama, pratyaha, dharana, dhyana and samadhi. These are the eightfold step of progressive yoga system. Yoga ladder, they may call yoga ladder. So pratyahara is number four. Yama means you should become determined first that you want to pursue. Then niyama, take regulative principles. Then asana means the sitting postures. Then pranayama means breathing exercises. Then pratyahara means cease. Indriya nigraha is also called pratyahara. Means cease the activity which is giving you the flickering experiences. Cease that exit. But you can't see by the help of mind. You have to take help of intelligence. Intelligence is always superior than the mental perception. You know? So we have to use the discrimination. The mind being controlled by the conviction, meditation and cessation from the senses should be situated in trance or samadhi. At that time, there is no longer any danger of becoming entangled in the material conception of life. In other words, although one is involved with matter, so long as material body exists, one should not think about the sense gratification. One should think of no pleasure aside from the pleasure of the Supreme Self. After all, the body does not experience the pleasure. It is the one who is staying in the body experiences the pleasure and pain. It is said that if we are too much attached to the body, we try to squeeze every drop of pleasure, but the body is dead sure that it has experienced pain. The experience of pain is more evident than the experience of pleasure through the body. But besides experience of pain and pleasure, the body does not experience itself. It is a soul behind the body who is experiencing. So according to the attachment of the soul to the body and the bodily experiences, it is coming in the context of the modes of material nature. Because the body is made up of material elements, material nature. The soul is not made up of material elements. Because he is dynamic. Even a tiny soul enters a big body and animates it. You know? And if the soul is gone, the body is useless and it should be thrown away. Otherwise it creates disturbance. You know. Nobody likes the body without the soul. It's the soul that is more appreciable, more lovable, more attractive than the body itself. So here one should think of no pleasure aside from the pleasure of the Supreme Self. This state is easily attained by the direct practicing of Krishna consciousness. Because as we say, we started our process by declaring that we are born in the darkness of ignorance. But our spiritual master has kindly opened our eyes with the torchlight of knowledge. This knowledge or the torchlight is the intelligent aspect. Intelligence must be able to control the mind. In Upanishads and other authentic Vedic literature, the body is compared to the chariot. There are five horses driving the body, and there are five senses. Sense of touch, sense of hearing, sense of taste, sense of smell, and sense of
form.
So all these senses are like five horses, But these senses are only when they come in contact with the objects of sense or sense gratification. Then they come in contact with each other. But the senses are also here, material in nature. The objects of sense gratification is also material in nature. So the animation is done by the soul. And actually, in fact, the factual situation is that the modes of material nature are coming in contact. Not the life principle is coming in the contact. Material modes in the form of sense object and the senses itself, when they come in contact, do you think it is a compatible situation? Just like this spectacle, it is coming in contact with this object that it's supposed to see. But actually, there is no life source of seeing in the spectacle. Who is the observer behind the spectacle? It is not there. So what is the use for this spectacle to come in the contact of the form, the object of sense gratification? It's useless. So who is supposed to be experiencing is the soul. The soul is animating, right? But the soul never comes in the contact of sense objects. The soul never comes. So Krishna is explaining that purushah prakriti sthopi bhunte prakriti jan gunan karanam guna sangasyo sadasadhyani janmashu. Purusha, the misconceived enjoyer, the soul under the trapping of material energy is confined under the three modes of material nature. Alright? He is covered. But by constitution, he is spirit, dynamic. And when it is covered, he is coming in the contact of the objects of sense, which are also made up of the three modes of material nature, not soul's nature. So what he ends up? He ends up enjoying the modes of material nature. A dynamic soul is not made up of material nature. Is made up of divine nature. A Satchidanand, eternity, full of knowledge and bliss. They are none in this or that. So, karanam gunasanga, it is the association of mode of material nature keeps him under the illusory aspect, and that's why he comes and goes in different species of life without gaining any tangible result. So where is this knowledge coming from? The knowledge makes us intelligent. Where the knowledge makes us intelligent, and intelligence is given by the Lord through the direction. So we are born in the darkness of ignorance, and by sequential gradually developing our obligation of this divine knowledge coming from the divinity himself. So we have to link up. That is called yoga. So ultimate linking process is to the holy name, because we don't see the form of the Lord, we don't understand even. So the perfection of all yoga is in chanting. So this was our conclusion when we started the invocation prayer. You know, we chanted everybody's name, but ultimately it came to the holy name. So the chanting process is called mantra yoga. Mantra yoga. One that frees the mind is called mantra.
You know, otherwise mind is very, very turbulent, you know, very unsteady, never trust it. In this way we conquer the mind with the help of intelligence. And intelligence comes through the revealed scriptures. It's a divine knowledge that makes us intelligent. Material knowledge is never divine. So however you become MA, PhD, DHC or whatever you want, it is all a showboatle. But actual, we forget it. So Krishna consciousness is factual reality. You know, not virtual reality like of donkeys. So we have to take up the understanding by which we will be benefited for all the times. The nature of mind is flickering and unsteady, but a self-realized yogi has to control the mind. The mind should not control him. Who controls whom? Alright? One who controls the mind, and therefore the senses as well, is called Goswami or Swami. And one who is controlled by the mind is called Godas, the servant of the senses. A Goswami knows the standard of sense happiness. In transcendental sense happiness, the senses are engaged in the service of Rishikesha, or the supreme owner of the senses. The dynamism in the sense perception comes through the dynamic mobility of the soul. The soul is dynamic. Matter is never dynamic. Those who are studying in physics and other mechanics, the dead matter, even though examined under X-ray diffraction, the constitution of the molecules and the atoms and other things, they call ground state, means there is no apparent ability to interact with other matter. Matter-matter interaction is not there. It's called ground states. An elevated or excited state, it is called one that emits radiations, you know, and they are uranium type of matter, but it emits electrons and the radiation is harmful. So nonetheless, these are on ground state level matter, but soul is not on a ground state level. It's far beyond dynamic, and it will actually make the dead matter active. Make the dead matter active. When the soul enters, the whole cosmic manifestation called Jagat is sustained. Ja means Janma, one which is created, and Gata means gone. One perishes. In between, the presence of the soul sustains it. Therefore, this body is also called Jagat. A single cell is also called Jagat. And the cosmic manifestation is also called Jagat. You know, and they are of coming and going nature. But the soul is eternal, principle. It stays as it is, unchangeable. Immutable. So by nature it is happy, it doesn't have a pain, but the sense of pain comes by sense of fear, which is born of sense ignorance about his own reality. So a soul has to regain, you know, by coming in contact with the divinity aspect through the holy name. The power of the holy name keeps him awake, you know, and actual yoga with the absolute truth about himself will be established. Connection. connection has two ends. You know, the strongest bond between the self and the super self is the strongest bond. It is never broken. Neither anybody has anything to break it, but it can be forgotten into by overlapping ignorance. It can be forgotten. So we have a system to revive the thing which has been forgotten, and it's called education. Fortunately, the literary meaning of educare is to bring about what we have forgotten. So to become educated means to know our reality. The modern education is based on temporality, which changes, mutable. The physics have changed so much. Chemistry has changed so much. Everything is changing. But there is an end to it. So here we are given an opportunity to develop self-control through and the control of mind and proper yogic process, and the easiest or the direct process without interference of any of these eightfold aspects. One can direct connect himself by chanting the mantra yoga, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. So, anybody has any question? You met every week?
Sorry?
Every day or every week?
Every Wednesday.
Every Wednesday, okay. Good.
To come back?
Yeah. Come back. You are all there. If you meet regularly, it becomes disciplined also. To become regular means to be disciplined. But certainly it is our fundamental obligation to ourselves. You know, we are real people, and our reality is based on our reality. But our temporality is not reality. They call it pie in the sky, we call carrot on the donkey. It's one and the same thing.
Krishna is a real person.
Well, of course, but not like you or me. He may look like us.
Through the ages, he's taken forms as a real person.
Yes. We are also taking forms. He's also taking forms. But we are forced to take the form, but he is not forced to take form. He appears on his sweet will. We don't appear on our sweet will. He is the chief of all personalities. He is very attractive personality. All attractiveness about him. It's a real person, and real person has a constitution of reality. Our constitution, our body constitution, and his body constitution are totally different. How does bodies are made? How does body make?
How is it?
Yeah.
Constructed?
No, the bodies are made It's combination matter, right? With what?
What is
water?
Now, water is also matter, right? 80% you have water. But if you take 80% water and 20% earthly elements, do you think it will make body? No. But the base ingredients are like that.
Time and space?
No, even time, no space. They are also material in nature. Material bodies are made up of material energy, and material energy bound by the qualities of material nature. Material nature has three qualities called more of goodness, passion and ignorance. They are so subtle, they were the first one to be created when the material nature was created. Material nature is created, sustained for some time and annihilated. But the real nature of the spirit is never created, is ever existing. There is no question of creation there. But when material bodies are created, it has a beginning. So you may say it is time. You know? It has an end, so it is confined to the time. It is having a specific lifetime, it's called confined to time. But the space means he is occupying a space. Right now you are occupying almost 2 cubic feet space of displacement of air in physics, what they call it. Right? But that's a run. But there is air inside you too. Right? That constitution of our bodies is made by the material elements and bound up by the material modes. Alright? As far as the form is concerned, we will come later on. But for all spiritual personality of Godhead, his body is made up of spiritual energy bound up by spiritual modes. There are three spiritual modes. It's called eternity, full of knowledgeability, and full of bliss. They bind and constitute a body, right? Which is eternal in nature. It can manifest whom he chooses to manifest to on his own. We cannot force him to come. But that personality is telling that soul is my part and parcel. Isn't soul so attractive and beautiful like Lord Krishna's? Krishna means God. So, is it not the soul part and parcel of God? Right. So, isn't it very beautiful? Right. But it doesn't have a material body. It comes in a material body. So he forgets his nature. But for human being, it is said the man is made in the image of God. Right? Now your question was, is he not one of us? Or he looks like ourselves. He has a material form, right? Not material form, but spiritual form. A material form is the image of God. So you are very much benefited in this particular body of human being, which is made in the image of God. Image is perverted reflection. You may look alike, but Krishna's entire constitution or configuration is divine in nature, which is spiritual. While ours is not. Even though we have divinity, it is obscured by material nature. Now we have to bring out the divinity. Is it? That process is required. That is the real yoga.
It's like a drop of God in a sea of devils.
Drop of God in?
A sea of devils. Well, yeah, you need to draw away from the material values and stuff like that, you need to find that one drop in a sea of carnality and focus on that.
But at the same time, again, if one is trying to find out a drop in the ocean on his own volition, right? Is it not, there is a lot of time wasting and your odds are very...
You'll get tired and drown.
Yeah. You are drowned already by thinking. But what I'm saying, if we take the faith on ourselves replaced on faith of something more tangible and intelligent, then we'll be saved. Is it not? So, our idea is that we are sample of God. We are sample. But that sample is divine. The body is not the sample of God. He doesn't claim the body, he claims the soul. The body is made up of matter. Of course it is his energy, but it's a different kind of energy. You know? He reserves the right on the soul, and he leaves the body to the mother's lap, and she takes care of. Right? Everybody loves their mother, isn't it? Right? Because the body came out from her womb. Right? She did not manufacture, but Krishna made an arrangement that somehow or another we have affinity, because she is the representative of Mahadyoni, or the big mother nature. Right? So, when this body dies, who has the first right? Father or the mother? The law says mother. So, mother should be the recipient, because she is also attached to the bodies. Krishna is attached to the soul, the reality. He gives the life in all that lives. Sarva yoni shukanteya murtayanti sambhavanti ja tasham mahadyonir aham bija pradapita. I am the seed giving father in each and every life that exists. There are no missing links. Everyone is counted in God's kingdom. Right? But a human being. Can I tell him I'll call you later? Hari Bab? Can I speak to you later on? Yeah, because there is another program waiting, and he was telling, I said, I will speak to you later on. So, anyway, if we have too much attachment to the body, then we are materialistic. Right? But if we have attachment to our reality, we are spiritualistic. To be spiritual means to become factual. To be material means too much attached to ignorance. And that ignorance, when gives us an experience that we don't like, we call pain. And there are so many things that inflict pain. So the doctors have also analyzed how many pain receptors you have throughout the body and how many pleasure receptors you have. Do you know how many?
23?
No. You have one pleasure receptor out of almost 300 pain receptors. So we experience pain more than the pleasure. So shall we go? What's the time then?
7:10.
Yeah, I don't know what the another program starts.
7:30.
Oh.
We just get it.
If you meet every day, I'll come every day. Hopefully.
Dinner afterwards.
Okay. But always chant and become realistic. It will help you to come so closer to our reality. Actually, our humanity also starts from chanting the Holy Name. Without that, nobody can conceive of the higher principles in our life that we are supposed to live as a, you know, chosen ones. Thank you very much. Krishna bless you.